Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris, so the guy that said, "You've got mail," got paid $200. That's it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was, what, 1989? I mean, who would have thought this crazy internet idea would have taken off?
I tell you who's very protective, and please be careful what you say, because I don't want to wind up in court. But Michael Buffer has been very protective of his intellectual property and what you can say and what you can't. You know that.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he got some AOL stock to go with the 200 or something.
Yeah, and
of course,
you know,
depending on how long he held on to it, he could have taken or done
that
much
too.
Better. But.
I know it's kind of late to ask this question, but I never did quite understand those CDs that they were handing out or the discs or whatever. What was that for? Do you remember? Do you know?
Well, yeah, that was the basic software. They'd give you that for free, and so you'd install it and sign up for the 30-day trial, and if you liked it, then they'd charge you the $10 a month or whatever it was back then.
So that was the internet access that you were getting on the disc?
Yeah, I mean, AOL would have like a curated news feed on its homepage for you and could direct you to chat rooms and online forums, and then also had a web browser once web browsing became a thing in the 90s.
I wonder what happened to all those discs.
In a landfill somewhere. Some people I know made like fish attractors out of them.
They had a ton of them, man. I'm going to tell you what, they were ubiquitous. Thank you, Chris Miller. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Boeheim, Louisiana State Representative, about the special session going on, tax reform and more. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. 716, Raphael, no threat at all. 80% chance for showers on Sunday, though, as you go to the Saints game, Saturday night dry in Tiger Stadium. Mike Boeheim joins us now, Louisiana State Representative. We check in with all different types of legislators to see what's going on in Baton Rouge. How you doing, Representative?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me your thoughts on I know for people that don't understand the process, you don't just get the special call and then show up in Baton Rouge and then start talking about tax reform. There have been meetings, there have been, I guess, communications and so forth that have gone on, right?
Yeah, I'm on the Ways and Means Committee, which handles a lot of the taxes legislation. So we've had an opportunity to review some of this stuff early, mainly concepts, but the bills have just dropped just a week ago. And in fact, I think some other pieces of legislation have yet to be dropped. So we've been trying to devour it as much as we can. I'm literally sitting at my desk right now in this hotel, and the pile of bills right now I have on my desk is actually higher than the glass of water I have.
I can only imagine. I don't doubt that at all. And I just wonder, how do you even begin in the time that you have, Representative, and you're a smart guy, to sort through all of this and figure out this affects that? Plus, I would imagine you're getting some feedback from your constituents, right?
I've heard back from stakeholders and constituents, and obviously no shortage of lobbyists up in Baton Rouge. But we just try to take it all in, read the digest, the fiscal notes, go through the bills. I've you know, last night I've literally just been sitting here in this hotel, just reading all of this stuff. And now I like to get the bills printed out. So I've got like a small forest of worth of trees here, but in terms of paper, but I like to mark things up just, you know, just so I could review everything, underline the stuff that I need to make further inquiries into. And but it's a lot to take in. And but, you know, this is important to our state. We need to ensure that we get the state being competitive in terms of trying to attract business while also take a look at the close details to ensure that the interests of the local governments and the people are protected. So it's a lot to take in, but, you know, that's part of the job.
Let's talk about the inventory tax aspect of this, because I've had conversations with several people. I'm trying to get an angle on it. I will say that in my limited experience, just growing up, when I first found out about an inventory tax, it struck me as odd because I was wondering, well, why would you have to pay tax on an inventory that you have? And then I subsequently found out that Louisiana is one of the few places where you do, right?
We do, and it's a very important revenue stream for a lot of communities, particularly those along the Mississippi River, where we have oil refineries and oil storage tanks. And I know some, I don't think Texas has one, but, you know, this is important to St. Bernard. This is important to St. Charles, East Baton Rouge, Plaquemines Parish, St. James, St. John, you know, Ascension, very much important to Ascension. So it's where, it's where a lot of these communities get a lot of their funding, so that the local residents, the residents aren't having to bear the burden of all of the taxes. And when a lot of these businesses aren't self-contained, they use our roads, they use our resources, and so it's an important source of our revenue and how we help balance the books. And it'll affect our, if it just were to go away, it would adversely affect the budgets of our sheriff's offices, our parish governments, and our schools.
Let me take a break, Mike. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we do have to get to traffic. And when we come back, I want to try to drill down a little bit, at least on one facet of this with the inventory tax and how, if that goes away, what do local governments do? Because you got a lot of interests that you yourself as a representative have to balance. And look, I'm not trying to, I know you don't want anybody to feel sorry for you with the reading you have to do or anything, but the process, you're not a table pounder. You're a policy guy, which I appreciate. And the process has to be especially daunting because, you know, you're reading the bill and it says this. Well, wait, what does this mean? And then that could mean that if it means this. But then if this happens, that could also mean that. Wait, let's go back to this subparagraph. That's pretty much the process, is it not?
To some degree, but there's a legislation is, well, the act of creating legislation is dynamic and fluid. And, you know, things need to get through committee and you get to the floor. That always the potential for amendments. We're still having meetings with the governor and members of the legislative leadership to see what we could do to ensure that we protect the interests of the people and local governments while at the same time creating an environment that's conducive for expanding business in our state.
And I'm not saying this in a pejorative way or a judgmental way, but a fact of life is you also rather have people that are looking out for their own self-interest, and rightfully so. I get that as well. 722 Traffic Now, WWL. 727 Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Representative Mike Boeheim about the special session that's underway and the reading he's been doing and the complexity that's involved in tax reform. However, that being said, it is very important. Mike, when it comes to inventory taxes, break it down a little bit, if you will, and explain how those inventory taxes are distributed, how parishes rely on those, and if that goes away, how do you make that up?
Well, first of all, the bill is House Bill 16, and it's about a 40-page bill. And the governor is the legislation as written provide one makes it a local option. to retain it. So with the what you would basically need the consensus of the parish administration, the parish school board, and I believe the sheriff, as the bill is written now, in order to forego the inventory tax. Now, there is a option where, let's just say, a parish decides to be done with the inventory tax. They would receive a payout either one of two ways. One, if you got rid of the inventory tax immediately or your parish chose not to tax that anymore, you would get a lump sum payout of three times whatever you were bringing in. Now, if you phased it out over a five-year period, that payout would be down by a third. Now, the issue where a lot of communities are running into is that cap of $15 million simply would not equal what the parishes are currently collecting in inventory tax. So, like Baton Rouge would be, you know, $15 million. Iberville would be $15 million. Mainly refinery parishes, I believe St. Bernard is at $15 million, and I believe Plaquemines is at $15 million. So we'd be hit with that cap at a lower level than the money we would be bringing in. Now, the argument for getting rid of it is that because other states don't have it, it's viewed as not competitive. So I know the governor and Secretary Susan Bourgeois have been working to try to bring in new industry to the state, and for some of these industries considering moving to our state, they'd rather not have to deal with that. So the concept the governor is promoting is that if we do things as a local option, then let's just say a parish that currently doesn't have any industry right now or collecting very little money on inventory tax, that if they were to forego it, they would, one, get a cash payout if they got little money out of it, and two, they would potentially be a more attractive venue for a relocation or for one of these businesses that the governor and Secretary Bourgeois is trying to bring in.
So
now,
go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, we're out of time. We're going to have to pick it up. Yeah. I hope you can come back next week, can you? Because we got to get the traffic and news and everything.
Absolutely, because we're going to have a lot more discussions with the governor and legislative leaders on this. And this is an important bill. And while
it is.
We all believe that a rising tide raises all ships, we want to make sure some of those boats don't capsize as well.
Exactly. And this inventory tax is a very important component of it. It is a very complex component of it. Just so I'm clear, and we're a minute late here, did I understand you say that as it stands now, the parishes would be able to opt out of it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. There's a local option. In fact, if you go to House Bill 16, which, by the way, is on the legislative website, you've got the language of the law, and you've got the proposed payouts for those parishes that chose to not collect the inventory tax.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. Again, you're not a table pounder. You're a policy guy, and that's the way things get done. Representative Mike Bayham from St. Bernard, 7:31, minute late. Sorry, Chris Miller. We'll be back. Help you manage your money with Mark Rosa here on WWE.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I thank you, Chris. College game day coming to Baton Rouge tomorrow, and they've announced the guest pickers who will be, I guess, LSU's first couple, if you want to look at them that way. Libby Dunn and her boyfriend, Paul Skeens, couple of national champions. First female athlete that will be a picker on college game day. But to be clear, they have had female pickers before. Libby Dunn will be the first college athlete that will be a picker. So that'd be fun to watch. And also, you got to stay tuned for this, because if you get selected to be the guest, the kicker, who's the guy? Pat McAfee's kicker. I don't know what's going on. I haven't gone on my game day music here, but if you get selected to be the kicker, I got some tips for you on how you can win his money. So stay tuned for that. We'll have that for you. Next, we'll manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, when we return on WWL. All right, here we go. 7:46, 14 till 8. Happy days are here again. Mark Rosa joins us, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, to help you manage your money. Before we get all, you know, with the confetti and the fireworks and everything else, let me just tell you about jeffersonfinancial.org. If you go there, in the middle of the page, you'll see a page, a tab that says calculators. Then from that point, you click on it. It's absolutely free. There are a lot of different calculators there. Absolutely free. No information's being tracked. Nobody's going to contact you. You don't have to register. No passwords. None. But there are a lot of things there, Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, that can help you in your everyday financial life.
Positively, Tommy, and thank you for that introduction. And happy Friday, by the way.
Yes, sir. And it's going to even turn cooler by the middle of the week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I know. We're both waiting for that.
Right. It's not Moscow cold, just to be clear. No.
No, one could wish.
Yes. But no, we're talking about 70 degrees.
It. I'll welcome it.
Moscow in the middle of summer, perhaps, but no.
That's something like that. That's right.
All right, let's talk about the Dow and everything that's going on, please.
Well, right. And not so much as just the overview of what went on. I think most people know that the market hates uncertainty. And we had this, big election, obviously, and all the conversations about how polarized people were. It's going to be very narrow win. And each candidate, we went over that last week, they had very different ways of shaping economic policy. And it could move the economy very differently from the other candidate. So now that, you know, the votes are tallied, all the decisions are in. I mean, the Dow, I'm surprised at what it did, jumped 1,500 points on Wednesday. I mean, graphically, it's beautiful. You could have it framed straight up, the highest amount that it's ever done in one day, hit another record, set the 41st record close in 2024. And it was something more significant, the largest post-election gain since November, 1896. Mm. So that's, you know, the record setting is an understatement with respect to how the market reacted to these election results. And right after that, the Fed comes out and lowers rates another quarter point. So I think, you know, the combination of which, with uncertainty is behind us. And if, you know, some people are not happy with, you know, what the election results were. But as far as what his policies could be, the 2017 tax cuts were going to be reversed. So said Ms. Harris. And we could probably be 100% certain that he's either going to renew those tax cuts, some conversation about making them permanent, and they wouldn't expire at some point in the future. So that's very stimulative to the economy. People are able to keep more money in their pockets. There's nothing wrong with that, especially within this high inflationary environment that we've been living through. I mean, everybody's looking for ways to save and to keep your taxes steady, or even he was even talking about lowering them. So, you know, that's good news. As far as the energy policy promises, you know, expand the U.S. drilling, rolling back of a lot of Biden climate rules. And I wouldn't be surprised if we could see gas coming down in the low twos or even starts with a one, because I thought they were right around that when Biden took office. I thought they were one, like $1.84, $1.85. And what the important part of that, and it's just intuitive, everybody understands, you know, energy, when those costs go up, it raises the cost of everything, because most things take some form of energy, some form of fashion. You know, your Cheerios have to be brought to Winn-Dixie, and it's usually brought in a truck, and the truck burns gas, and here we go. So if the energy, the supply could be increased, in consequence, lowering prices significantly, we might see some deflationary months, meaning that when we're reporting on you know, how much inflation happened from one month to the next, we might see negative numbers. And that's what I've been saying all along. So many of my, even my boss at UNO saying, well, you know, the prices will level off. And they're doing so right now as the Fed feels like it's successfully tamed inflation. But these incremental increases from month to month is just adding to those high increases that we saw about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And we really need negative numbers to start bringing prices down and not just staying static. And I think there's some promise there. I think the reduced regulations, more drilling, more supply into the market, this might be the relief that so many people need, so many people are looking for, that could be within this, within the near future, actually.
Now, we did have, you're talking about your boss at UNO, you're talking about Dub, right?
Yes.
Dub Lane, professor Dr. of economics Lane. Over mm-hmm. at UNO, and I should mention my alma mater. Let me take a break, Mark. We'll pick it up when we come back, all right? 7:52, 8 till 8. I want to talk about prices in a grocery store, because he told me yesterday prices are not likely to come down, and somebody specifically texted in and said, so you're telling me the basket of groceries that is now $250 that used to be $125 is not going to come back down to $125. You can address that when we come back. Mark Rose, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Stock market going crazy. 401ks, I would hope, going crazy as well. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:57, 3 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our good friend Mark Rose, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you go to jeffersonfinancial.org, middle of the homepage, you'll see calculators. Click on that. And then from there, a veritable plethora of calculators that will help you with your financial situation. Mark, you were talking about your boss, Dub Lane, at UNO. Yesterday, we were talking to him, stock market going crazy. As far as inflation, the rate of inflation has slowed, or I don't know if you want to say stopped. I don't guess it ever stops, but it's slowed. It's gone down. When it comes to the actual prices, somebody texted in and said, well, a $250 basket of groceries now, is that going to come down to $125? Dub said, no, it will not. Those prices are staying where they are. Thoughts on that?
Oh, I think they will stay where they are, but some things can happen in the economy to push it down. And the first one that the Fed spoke about initially is, like, we're going to push you into a recession. Prices will come down. But it's like so many people lose their jobs, business go out of business. That's a way to get prices to come down, but it's awfully painful. It's awfully destructive. So what if there's any supply chain issues, if you're increasing the supply of any good or service, and demand stays the same, Econ 101 would say the prices have come down. So I think we're largely, you have an expert that comes on periodically about supply chains. I don't think we're suffering like we used to be suffering so much with supply chains. So that's another, tick on the side of the prices are going to stay the same because supply chains have largely freed up. So, but if you're lowering some input prices on things that a lot of people believe, gas is artificially high. Biden policy was to kind of put a stranglehold on fossil fuels. Well, if we went back to the pre-Biden policies, lots of people are saying, well, I would be, that would be one of them to say, could we see gasoline? I said a few minutes ago that starts with a one. Mm-hmm. And if energy costs are coming down, it touches everything. Banana prices don't touch everything. Energy does. So I could see where we might get a couple of months. We're going to visit CPI, not this coming week, but the next week. CPI is going to come back out. And this is a little bit far off, but it's looking like another 0.1 or a 0.2% increase. All right, small numbers. That's fantastic. Year over year is in the twos. That's where the Fed wants it. We're good for going forward. But back to square one, that is a small increase. It's been an increase over all of the increases that has happened over the past couple of years. So that's where your grocery basket's still $250. And we want a 2%, the average inflation for so many years are right at 2%. That's where we had a, quote, nice economy. People weren't worried about inflation. That was, that wasn't being used at all from a conversational standpoint until all this happened after COVID and the response to COVID. So, I'd love them to come down with some of the things I'm mentioning.
Talk to you Monday.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.